Blog Talk Radio.
The Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
Purpose Radio Blogcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you being here. We give God all praise, we give him all honor, and we give him all glory, and thank him for his presence, because without his presence and without his power, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that we would be able to do. So we thank God for his presence. We had some brief storms in the area last night, as I'm sure many of you may have as well. And considering everything that's going on with COVID-19, but praise God, God is still on the throne. God is still in control. And it is just an awesome thing to be in the protective covering and under the shield and the anointing and the blood and the power of an almighty God. And so we thank God and we give him all the glory. We would like to also give a shout out to our Covenant Fellowship Church, and that is Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, located at 5883 Highway 155 in Stockbridge, Georgia. If you're in this listening area, we would love to have you join us once we get back into face-to-face service. But also, too, we have been worshiping online as well and through YouTube. So if you have access to YouTube and you'd like to see the service, just go ahead and be able to do the search for Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, and the services are every Sunday at 10 o'clock as well as on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. At this time, we thank God again for you being here. We're going to go ahead and get started with this Seasons of Purpose broadcast. If you don't have your Bibles in hand and pencil and paper, we ask that you go ahead and gather that together. We're going to begin this program with a song of praise and encouragement. And we would like for you, for your listening pleasure, to listen to and hear the voice of J.J. Harrison. And the title of this song is After This. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
be glory after this. We don't have to fret. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be worried, because there will be glory. Hallelujah. After COVID-19, there will be glory. After sickness, there will be glory. Praise God. After difficulty, oh, yes, it will. There will be glory. Hallelujah. Because our God, of who our God is, he's in us and for us and with us. So he wants us to know tonight that there will be glory after this. He's keeping you. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Tonight we have a word in the house from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace in prayer, and then the next voice that you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. To God be all the glory. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence with us, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that has tuned in tonight, and we ask, Lord God, that you open our hearts and our minds and our spirits, our ears, Lord God, to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord at this time, Father, that we may be able to go forth, Lord God, share the message of your kingdom, Lord God, as we advance the kingdom of God here in this earth. We give you all praise, all honor, all glory. Now anoint him afresh, Lord God. None of him, but all of you, Lord God. And we ask these things in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Praise be to Almighty God. Amen. God be all the glory. We thank God for that word. Thank God for Pastor Constance, Lord, prayer. Amen. Thank God for people, God. Amen. We thank God for what you're doing in our lives today. Amen. We just want to share some of that word on today for this hour. It's the thing of God. Amen. They want to see something to increase your faith, Lord. Amen. To increase your wisdom. To increase your encouragement, you for this day and this hour, such a time as this. Amen. We all need encouragement from time to time, from day to day. Amen. Just like David, he would encourage himself in the Lord. Amen. During the time of difficulty, during the time of distress, during the time of hopelessness, he learned to encourage himself in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
If we had believed in Christ, we learned to encourage ourselves in the things of God from day to day. We need encouragement. Amen. I need encouragement. From day to day, Lord, to what God is doing in our life, our family, and for our loved ones, for our nation. We need to be encouraged. We need to be about kingdom business, about God's business. Amen. For today, we're going to get into the word of God. Amen. And for the topic, for the subject today, it's called Let Us Hope for Tomorrow. Let Us Hope for Tomorrow. Amen. We have for you to turn in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, the first chapter. We're going to start there. I mean, coming from the King James Version. 1 Timothy chapter 1. We're going to start with verse 1 and 2. Amen.
Amen.
This is Paul speaking to Timothy, amen, and to us, amen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Verse 2. Unto Timothy, excuse me, my own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What a salutation, amen, from Father Paul to Timothy. Amen.
Amen.
To let them know, to be encouraged in the things of God. The top for the matter, let us hope for tomorrow. Amen. Let us hope in people of God for tomorrow. Amen. And we hope for the things of God. And we hope, we're talking about Jesus Christ being the author of our faith. Amen. And also, Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He's the author of love. He's the author of our salvation. He's the author of our peace, praise God, and he is the author of about hope. I hope in God. I hope in him. Amen. So Jesus Christ, he's authenticated. He's a hope of glory. He's a hope of our hope. He's the author of our hope. Amen. And we just want to share that on tonight in the word of God by knowing who he is, what he has for our life, each and every one of us. And we pray that, you know, throughout different difficulties, different things in life, throughout the pandemic, this stuff going on today, and all over the world, things are happening, amen. Things are it's going on strange in our behalf at such a time as this. And we need to be encouraged on the things, because we need to have hope in God, to trust in God, to have faith in God. And we go through our daily life each and every day, and life circumstances, and different things happen in our life. We want to have confidence in God. We want to affirm what God is doing in our life, and God is always faithful, amen. He's always faithful, no matter what happens. His word is true to the end and back again. God is always faithful.
Yes.
You can trust in God. You can lean on him. You can believe in him. And believe in faith, you can trust in God and trust in his word. No matter what's going on in your life, learn to trust in Almighty God. Learn to trust in Yahweh. Learn to trust in Jehovah. Amen. Learn to trust in the great I am. God is one you can depend on. You can trust him through and through each and every day. You can trust in God and trust in his word. Amen.
Amen.
God will complete in us what he had begun in us. He will complete it to the very end. So therefore, have confidence in God and have expectation in his word and trust in his word. He will bring us out and bring us through and bring us on top and have been victorious on the other side of this pandemic. Amen. We learn how to be patient in his word and stay with the promises of God, and God shall fulfill that in our life where he said for it to be fulfilled according to his word. What is biblical hope? I'm glad you asked. Biblical hope is a confident expectation and desire for something good in the future. I say that again. Biblical hope is a confident expectation and desire for something good in the future. Amen? We hope for the best. We hope for the future. We hope for the things of God. We hope for a day that all this be going away. We'll be able to do something even better, greater than we did on yesterday. Amen? Things will come much better together than they are now. We can return and do some greater things for the things of God, for the kingdom of God. And we can be able to hug one another without feeling any kind of fear or shame by anything that's going on in our life. And with great expectancy to learn to expect the great thing that God was doing in our life and from day to day. Amen. We expect that to happen. By faith, we expect that to happen. To long for the things of God, to long to return greater than when we are here today. Amen. Yeah, 3 points of power on tonight. Excuse me, 3 points of power. Let's begin with points of power number one. Learn from yesterday, live for today, and we hope for tomorrow. Say that again. Learn from yesterday, live for today, and we hope for tomorrow. Amen. We don't say for tomorrow. But we hope for tomorrow. Amen. We hope in faith, waiting for tomorrow. Amen. And we wait for great things, great expectation of what God is going to do in our life and for our family, friends, and loved ones. We wait for great expectation what God is working in our life. And we believe in that. Amen.
Amen.
Hope is, which is not seen, it's not hoped for. You hope for what you see. You hope for what you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
For hoping for what you've seen is not nothing to be hoped for. You hope for what you don't see. Amen. So that gives you a greater hope, a greater expectation in your life that God can do what he said he's going to do. Hope is today. Is anchored for tomorrow, expectation on tomorrow. Amen. For example, Abraham, he hoped for what God had promised him, hoped for his son. He was up in years and age, amen, almost 100. He believed and stayed on the word of God. Even he didn't see it manifested to later on, but he trusted in God that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. He was going to trust in God's word to the very end, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Sarah were of the age, amen. But he trusts in God, what God said he will do. You know, God was going to bring in the path, amen. He's going to manifest that thing in his life, amen. He trusts in God. He's hoping God that God is going to do that. Romans 4:18-19. He hoped God would do that, and he believed in God by faith that God will do what he said he will do. God said he would follow the men and nation. He trusts in God no matter what it looks like on the outside in the natural. He trusts God in spiritual, in supernatural. Faith in God, he trusts it. No matter what was going on, he goes, you know God will be true to his word. Amen. So no matter what's going on in your life, what's taking place, what you don't understand, learn to trust and stay in the word of God and trust in God to from the beginning to the end, he's the Alpha and Omega. Trust in the living God and believe in him. Romans 4:18-19.
Romans 4:18-19. And it reads, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations.
From Abraham. Amen.
According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
Amen.
And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead.
Yes.
When he was about 100 years old.
Oh my God.
Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
Abraham trusts in God. I mean, he couldn't see nothing manifest. He still trusts in God. Amen.
Amen.
And he believes in God. He's still in the word of God. In his heart, amen. And God turned that into righteousness towards him for his livelihood. But he trusted God to the end, but he didn't see no manifestation, anything happening in him or Sarah. He could tell the man, he could tell when Sarah had something going on, if she was pregnant or not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She was way up in age, but he could tell he hadn't seen anything just yet. Had nothing materialized just yet, though, but he still had his trust in God.
Yeah.
For Isaac to come forth, which he did come forth, God's word did come forth, brought forth his seed in Isaac. Amen.
Amen.
The true seed in Isaac, and he did become, and he is the father of men and nation. Praise God. He stood in full assurance of God's word. He learned to trust in God, no matter what it looked like on the outside. Abraham learned to trust in God, no matter what it looked like in your pocketbook, no matter what it looked like in your bank account. On the job, or the lack of a job, they were learning to trust God through it all. Learning to hope in that, learning to believe in him, no matter what is taking place on this day, this hour. Amen. What's going on all around us, learn to trust in God, learn to stand for his word. Amen. God will bring us out. He will bring us to the end. Amen. You can trust in his word and expect God to do what he says he's going to do, no matter what happens, no matter what it looks like. Amen. So
amen.
What it looks like is temporary. But with God's word, if we stand for God's word, that can be eternal. Amen. So we learn to stand on God's word, we learn to believe in God, and to hold us to his promises. Amen. God is a promise keeper. Do you keep your promises? Amen. Do you keep your word? God keep his word always. He always stands on his promises. And there is no failure in our Almighty God. Amen. So learn to trust in him, learn to stand upon his promises, and learn to obey his word, and God will come through it each and every time. Amen.
Amen.
Now, for man, it looks like nothing is happening.
Hmm.
But for God, God works behind the scenes. Amen. On our behalf, every time.
Yes, he is.
Every time he's working on behind the scenes.
Yes,
and learn to trust in him. Learn that, have that full assurance and hope that God will bring you through and bring you into that. Abraham trusting God. Abraham had reliability in God's word. He reliability and hope in God's word increased his faith in God. I mean, he couldn't see anything. He believed and trusted in God that God would do what he said he was going to do. Amen?
Amen.
And he did bring forth a son, Isaac and Sarah, in their old age. He did bring them forth. They did come to pass, and he is the father of man and nation, praise God. We thank God for God still today, honoring and keeping his word to generation after generation, amen, we're hoping for a greater tomorrow in the things of God, amen. PowerPoint number two. For today, the child said, let us hope for tomorrow. PowerPoint number two. God is the object of our hope. So right now, God is the object of our hope. Blessed is the man who hope is in God, or woman. What are you hoping today? Who do you hope in today? Do you hope in your finances? Do you hope in your job, your career? Do you hope in your business? Do you hope in your bank account? What do you hope in today? Do you hope in your belief that You can make it on your own. What do you hope in for today? Do you hope and have faith in God that he would bring you through, that he would stand on your word? And Joshua believed in God, that God would be strong and of good courage. And Daniel believed in God when he was in a den of lions. The Hebrew boys believed in God when they go to a fire furnace. The king made a seven time hollow. Someone hardly killed somebody trying to put them in. But what do you trust in God on today? Do you trust in God's word? Or do you trust in yourself? Amen. Or do you trust in a thing? Or do you trust in your family? Do you trust in other people and other things? What do you trust in today? How's that working for you right now? Amen. Where do you learn to put your hope and trust in God? And God will fill you with joy unspeakable and full of glory. He will fill you with peace that passes all understanding. God will give you strength like no other. Amen. God will give you strength for today and for tomorrow and for yesterday as well. Amen. For a brighter tomorrow. God will give you a hope for a brighter tomorrow. Learn to trust in your word. Learn to stand your word. No matter what you think you look like on the outside, trust God on the inside, in your heart, in your mind, your spirit. Trust in him and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Matthew 6, 24. But we learn to trust in God through it all for a greater tomorrow. Amen. And that will give you strength for the journey. Amen. In different circumstances, trust in God. The reaper only endure by night. The joy of God's word and his spirit. The joy and his power cometh in the morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
We have a scripture that we are sharing regarding the message. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. And it says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow.
Yes, Jesus speaking.
For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
The what thereof?
The evil thereof.
My God, my God. Jesus speaking to his disciples, speaking to us as well. In his word, he's trying to know that don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. He said, enjoy today. Enjoy the time at hand.
Amen.
You know, enjoy today. God bless you. The different blessing, count your blessing of today, amen, and you hope for tomorrow. But God tell us to take care of what's going on right now in front of us. And don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow take care of yourself, amen. Tomorrow take care of yourself. So don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about, you know, how you're going to do tomorrow. You take care of yourself, amen. Blessing of God for today and for tomorrow. You know, every time you got to the people of God, by the mind, they go and gather something up. And someone got up more. And he told me someone was disobedient. He got up more than a shell, it didn't last long. And someone got up less, it didn't last longer than those that got up more. So learn to be obedient in where you are, you know, and obedient is better than sacrifice. You learn how to trust in God for the little thing that God can increase and give you more of the blessing for your life. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Amen. And then the word of God says, Pastor Jay, that even as God takes care of the little sparrow,
yes.
Oh, my word, if God takes care of the little sparrow, don't you know that God, without a doubt, he's going to take care of you. You are his child.
Amen.
If we who are human and man knows how to give good gifts to our children.
Amen.
Oh,
praise God.
How much more does the Heavenly Father know how to give that which is good thing.
Amen.
To his children. God got this, and he knows how to take good care of you.
He knows how to take good care. Even in this situation going on today.
Oh, yes,
God knows more than anybody knows how to take good care of us, of you, and I, better than anybody else. Amen.
Amen.
He's done it many times before. He got great history of doing it many times before in our life, our family, our friends, loved ones, our grandparents, our children, our great grandchildren. He's done it many times before, so there's nothing too hard for our God. Nothing too hard, nothing too small that God cannot do, cannot deliver us from. Amen. And he said, we are more than conquerors. We are more than overcomers. We are victorious in all things in Christ Jesus. Yes, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me and just strengthen you as well. So, build your trust in him, amen. Hope is built on God's promises. I say that again. Hope is built on God's promises. What are you talking about? But Genesis to Revelation is the word of God, is the promises of God. God holds divine word inspired by the inspiration of God through the holy man that God brought it forth. So hope is built on God's promises. But you got to know your promises, and you got to obey promises. The first five book of the Bible, Peter, he's talking about the word of God. He keep repeating himself time and again. So the children of Israel were coming, God delivered from Egypt, and God was letting them know he needed to plant that word in their hearts and not sin against them. Same thing today. God wants to plant the word in our heart that we not sin against thee. He said, create me, Lord, clean your heart, renew the right spirit within me. Lord, let your word saturate in my heart, my mind, and spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And so I will not sin against the almighty, holy, righteous God. And have you help us to be obedient in your word from day to day that God would, God desires blessing for and make our life successful, make our life prosperous. And he said, be strong with good courage, he told Joshua to tell today. Be strong with good courage. Amen?
Amen.
And that would help us be successful, and help us be prosperous, and all that we do, all our ways, to be prosperous, Lord. Amen. Press down, shake together, and run over. No blessings, amen. To seek after us, to come to hide us, for surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It will bring you down, overtake you, amen.
Oh, yeah.
We have enough room to fill them up, they're coming to you.
Now.
But hope is built on God's promises. Though better promises inspire hope and faith that enable us to experience the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus, we have better hope, better promises, better covenant, better blessing, better life.
Amen.
Someone said that they want to live their best life.
Mm-hmm.
Not living the best life. Are you living your best life in Christ today? Amen.
Amen.
Are you living the best life in Christ today? The best life. Amen. That's a song. Amen.
Amen.
I live the best life. God wants you to have that best life in Him. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus came to die for you have life and have more abundantly. Amen. Have more than abundant living, more than life in Christ Jesus. Amen. That should bring joy to your heart, to your spirit. No matter what's going on this day and time, God got joy like no other. Amen. Joy of the Lord is our strength, praise God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's my strength. It's in your strength. No matter what's going on these days and out, trust in God that God got you covered. Amen. God got this. He got this. Amen. He got nothing too hard for God. God got this. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Encourage you on today. Amen. Encourage you with the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. PowerPoint number 3. Praise God. Hallelujah. The title for tonight, let us hope for tomorrow. PowerPoint number 3. Our present hope will become our future joy. Say that again. Our present hope will become our future joy. So what are you talking about, pal? Let's go to Romans chapter 15. Amen. Let's get into the word of God for a moment. Romans chapter 15. Amen. You talking about hope on today, amen.
Amen.
Talking about hope. Hope in God's word. Hope in what's going on this day and hour. That God got a word for us on today, amen. Romans 15, verse 13.
Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope.
Read that again.
Now the God with all joy.
All
and
joy
peace.
And peace. Do you want joy in your life? Do you want peace?
Amen. Yes.
With all what's going on, this and that, bad news all the time. But God will give us peace. He will give us joy. You want to give us those things that encourage and strengthen us, Lord, build us up. Right?
Amen. And believing.
Keep us strong.
That you may abound in hope.
In the middle of all what's going on today, God said he still wants you to abound in hope. Amen.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Not the power of man, or woman, but through the power of the Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Thank you for that. We are in hope or eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's our hope. Can we believe upon him? Everlasting life that we have in him by faith, amen. The full assurance of hope. The full assurance of faith, amen. I hope our faith is in Christ Jesus, amen. Hope is a part of faith that focuses on the future. I said, hope is a part of faith that focuses on the future. So, because faith and hope got a relationship, amen. It can't be one without the other. They kind of go together, amen.
Yes.
So, hope is a part of the faith that forms on the future. Because let's go Hebrew 1:11. What are you talking about? You talking about that hope in God, the hope in His Word, the hope in what's going on in our life. Don't let nothing be day and hour. You have your hope in it. Have you without hope in God? Amen. Turn to the source. Turn to God. Trust in God, and He will bring you out, bring us through this thing together. Amen. He's done many times before. Can't imagine doing that God does. God got a great track record. He never lost a fight. Not one time. Not one fight.
One time. The
fatal fight never lost a battle.
And never will.
Amen. Amen.
And never will.
It's impossible for that to happen. Praise God. So turn to Hebrew. Amen. We'll turn to Hebrew 11.
Amen.
Hebrew 11. Amen. Hope that part of faith and focus on the future. Go ahead.
Hebrews 11:1. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Here we go.
The evidence of things not seen.
And that's what the future. Go ahead.
For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Amen.
So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God,
my God,
he must believe.
Must believe.
That he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. God is a what?
A rewarder of them that diligently
seek
him.
Obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Obedience to God and to his word. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that word. Thank God for that.
Praise God.
First Peter, first chapter 19.
First chapter, verse 19, 21.
That word of God can get in your heart, amen, in your spirit. And then I come like void, amen, the word of the living God. You thank God for his word, thank God for his spirit, amen. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. I'll start this off. Okay. But with the precious blood of Christ and of a lamb without blemish, amen, and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Verse 21.
Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead,
yes,
and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God.
Amen. That faith and hope connected together again. Faith and hope might be in God. Amen. They got a relationship, faith and hope. Amen. The greater of these, faith, hope, and cherish it. Amen.
Oh, amen.
And cherish the greatest of the three. Amen. But that faith, the hope, and cherish, they go together. They got relationship. Amen. Faith is a full assurance of hope. Faith is a confidence in the word of God. I say that again. Faith is full assurance of hope in my life, in your life. All we do by faith, amen. But we have faith in Paul to please God. But we got to have faith, amen. And now faith is something that we all God, give all a measure of faith, amen. So we all got a measure of faith to you when it's necessary to use it, amen. Now, amen. Faith is a full assurance of hope. Faith is a confidence in the word of God. Mm-hmm. And whenever that word has reference to the future, amen, you can call on our confidence in his hope. Hope is faith in the future tense, amen. So we hope and believe in God by faith, amen. We trust in God by faith. And even I believe in God by faith. When God gave him that word, God gave it over his word today, he promised it. He's still in that word. He's still in the promise of God. And God manifested and brought the path and we need to go to the past. And faith and Sarah became pregnant by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, the virgin of Mary, with Jesus' birth. She was pregnant with the Holy Spirit of God. And also Sarah was pregnant with by the word of God through Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
Through Abraham. And Mary told the difference. She was a virgin. Well, Sarah was not. But anyhow, but the word of God is still true, no matter what happened. Amen. The word of God is still true. So hope is faith in the future tense. Amen. Depending on what it needs to be used for in our life. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. I'm going to close this out. Okay. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 3.
And it reads.
Uh-huh.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
Yes.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
When?
Now. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
My God.
But we know that when he shall appear,
hallelujah,
we shall be like him.
Come on, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. For we
shall
be him as he is. For we shall see him as he is.
Come on, Jesus. He's going to return. Amen.
And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure.
Every man that, old woman that has this hope in him, the word of God, in the promises of God, the word of God, in him purify himself even as he is pure.
Amen.
Amen. So we all need our hope in us to trust in the word of God by our faith in him. Amen. By measure of faith in him, by trusting that word, standing that word, believing that word, when Jesus returns, amen, you shall see him as he is, according to the word of God. God give us strength, give us ability to do that, but we can't do that in the natural. We do that in the supernatural. Because we change from glory to glory. But God will give us the ability to be able to do that. We can't do that in the natural. Yet God give us strength and ability to be able to do that when Jesus returns. Amen. Return to earth. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus returns, we'll be able to see him as he is by the power of God, not on our own strength, but through the power of God. Amen. Because every many times that God show up, the people fall down to their knees. Because every time she comes, confess, every knee shall bow. Amen. But God will give his people strength and ability through our Son of God, through our born-again believer, covered by the blood of Christ. He'll be able to see that happening. Amen.
Thank
God will give us strength to be able to see that in the spiritual, not the natural. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. We thank God. You hope in faith. Amen. Let our hope for tomorrow. Amen. You reach out. Learn from yesterday. Amen. Live for today. Hope for tomorrow. Number two, God is the object of our hope. Amen. God in Christ Jesus is the object of our hope. Number three, our present hope to become our future joy. For we learn to trust in God, and obey His holy word. Amen. From beginning to the end, from Genesis to Revelation, edify it all the time. We're going to have to trust in God, obey His word, and God will give us a better hope, better promise, a better covenant, better life, and He will give us a better blessing in our life for love, trusting His holy word in any given time, for a time such as this. God will honor His word in our life. Amen. Amen. You can trust in His word to the very end. Heaven and earth can pass away, but He said His word should not pass away. Amen. You can't trust in the living God and trust in the Holy Word. You can't hope in that for tomorrow and for today.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let us hope for tomorrow. What a powerful and relevant and timely word. Let us hope for tomorrow. We're living in a time right now where man will try to convince you,
yes,
that there is no hope.
Amen.
We're living in a time right now where the world will try to convince you,
but God,
that there is no sense in you hoping in God. But we came to tell you tonight that the only hope is in our powerful, all living God. Praise God. We have we thank God. Pastor Jay has as in the closing of this message, he has a song that just resonated in his spirit, and I'm gonna share the words of this song. It's called The Solid Rock, and that's who the Solid Rock. Oh my God, the saints of old, they would say that on Christ, the solid rock, I stand.
Yes,
all
yes.
Other ground, oh, is sinking sand. This song is called The Solid Rock. It says, my hope is built on nothing less,
amen,
than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Hallelujah.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame,
yes,
but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
My God, my God.
On Christ, the solid rock I stand.
Yes.
All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
All other ground is sinking sand. Well, you can trust in the power of God. You can trust in Jesus Christ tonight, because it is true that all other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
All other ground. There is no sure footage.
Mm-hmm.
All other ground will leave you stumbling. All other ground will leave you without a solid foundation to stand on.
Yeah.
But if you put your trust in the power of our Almighty God,
yes,
it doesn't matter what things might look like.
Uh-huh.
We don't walk by what things look like. We walk by faith in God. That faith that, as Pastor Jay said, also is tied into our hope. And our hope is in the Almighty God. Oh, faith and hope. Yes, Lord. That's what will keep you each and every day. Faith and hope. And when you keep your mind stayed on God through faith and having hope in Him, He will keep you in perfect peace. Oh, yes, He will, whose mind is stayed on Him. That peace, what kind of peace? That peace that surpasses all understanding.
Amen.
Let us hope for tomorrow. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and we're going to give our listening audience the opportunity to respond to this message. Do you have hope tonight? Do you have hope? Because, see, the news media will try to convince you through reporting things that seem like it's in a hopeless situation.
Amen.
But God, oh, but God, you can stand firm on God's word, knowing that God's word is a source of your hope, because because it never fails. Praise God. Do we have one tonight that would like to share their hope in God? All you need to do is to press 1 on your keypad on your phone, and that will dispatch you into the studio, and we would welcome your testimony. We would welcome your comments. We would welcome even prayer requests as we go forth and stand on the solid rock of God. Is there one that would care to share tonight? Praise God. We have a hope in Jesus Christ. We have a hope in our Almighty God because he never fails. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Praise God. Oh, we thank God that he is our source of hope. Every morning that we wake up, because we're living in some troubled times right now, but every morning that we wake up, we should give God praise and honor and glory because of the hope that lies in him, because of the hope that lies in our trust in him. Oh, saints, children of God, he will never fail. Praise God. Well, we thank Pastor Jay for that powerful message. We pray that this word has ministered to your spirit. Praise God. And that it has given you the power even that's needed to go on, as the saints of old used to say, just a little while longer. But I say go on a lot while longer, because God is in full control. Praise God. We don't want to take it for granted that everyone on the line is saved, and you don't have access to this God of hope if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is one of the first steps of your faith that must be taken. Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells that if we believe in our heart and we confess the Lord Jesus with our mouth, then in believing in our heart and confessing with our mouth upon the Lord Jesus, all we have to do is say, Heavenly Father, just a simple prayer. Lord God, I am a sinner, and I ask you, Lord God, to forgive me of my sins, because I believe that Jesus Christ came, he died for our sins, and he rose again. Oh, praise God, on yesterday we celebrated the resurrected Christ, which gives us that everlasting and eternal hope. Praise God. So if you pray just that simple prayer and you believe that in your heart, then you are saved, just that easy. And we praise God for your salvation. The word of God tells us that the angels of heaven, they rejoice over one person, one that has turned their lives that around and has received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. So we thank God for you, and we give God all praise and all honor and all glory. We're going to go ahead and close out this broadcast in prayer and in a song that we pray that will minister to your spirit. We pray that you will also join us again on next week at this same time. And as we shared last week at this new broadcast number of 563-999-3518, we give God praises and glory for all that he's doing with New Seasons Ministry. Would you bow your head as we close out in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of study together in your word. Now we pray, Lord, that your word goes forth, Heavenly Father, and we know, according to your scripture, that it will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purpose to accomplish. Now anoint every person that's on the line afresh, Lord, that they will be able to go forth, share your word, and advance your kingdom Heavenly Father, here in this earth. And for that, and we give you, Lord, all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful week. And to God be all the glory. God bless.
fill me up till I